So we're up to Shin Yud Beis, Simon Shin Yud Beis, Sif Ches, I'm told. I mean, on page Kuf Yud Zayin in the old Mishnah Berurah. We're in the middle of talking about going to the bathroom on Shabbos. And you learned in the previous Sif that there could be various chashoshes, various things to worry about when one goes to be excused. So we're talking about the kelim, the things that we use to clean to oneself. So that's the first part of the siman. Just going to finish two more si'ifim about this inyan. It's not so relevant today. We have easier, better lifestyles. I don't know, but different lifestyles. But si'if ches, the mashmish bebarza, befiat tabas, to use a sort of a wick made out of wood or other materials. To use it, dinor ketsroy, it's like a stone. You should hold it with two fingers, meaning don't hold it with a whole hand, because by holding it with a whole hand, we want you to make a shinui. We want you to make a bit of a change, different than during the week. We're scared you're going to cut out some of the hairs which are there in the area, so we want you to use two fingers, it's a shinui. That's one halacha, and that's really a continuation of Siv Zayin, that how we do this pola, and we're chayshish for this problem of cutting out hairs. Cutting out hairs on Shabbos is an issa of teilish. Okay, the second half of the halacha is va'osa lot says bebarza. You're not allowed to go out with this barza. I feel it chuva kula beguf. I mean, this is an interesting halacha actually. That means, are you allowed to go out into the street with something inside your guf? So the Mechaber is saying, you're not allowed to go out into the street, into the Shusarabim, because you're carrying from your Shusayochid, from your house, into the Shusarabim, into the street, with a barza, with this thing which is inside the guf, because you could take it in and out. And that's the rule of the thumb. The rule of the thumb is that something which you could take in and out, you may come to carry. Because in the middle of the street, you might suddenly decide to take it out. And if you decide to take it out, you'll carry it, Dalad Amos and the Shusarabim. So we don't allow you to have anything inside the guf which you could possibly take out. The Mishnah Berurah talks about, what about swallowing diamonds? Somebody who swallowed a diamond, because they did it in those days to smuggling. I think you could do it with smuggling, with swallowing things. If somebody swallows a diamond, is he allowed to walk in the Shusarabim with it? Now that is easier because there's no way of getting it out. I mean, there must be a way of getting it out, otherwise you wouldn't be swallowing it. But there's no easy way of getting it out. So therefore, there is no chashash of you taking it out in the middle of the Shusarabim and carrying it Darad Amas by Shusarabim. Whereas things which can be carried, that could be a shiloh. I was wondering about braces. Some people have braces that go in and out. There are braces that are installed, there are braces that go in and out, but presumably you don't take these things out. They're there to be there, they're not there to be played around with, even though children do like to play with them a bit. But presumably they're meant to be there permanently. We don't want you to play with it. And therefore, the chayyur, there should be no chashash to carry it in the Rishus HaRabim. We're not worried that you'll take it out in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim and carry on carrying it. There is another shayla which is a bit coming out of this seif about using suppositories. Using suppositories in when it's mutter, when there's no problem of using medicine on Shabbos, that should also be fine because they're soft and they're smooth and it shouldn't cause any problems. Seif tes. Osta lefanois besode. Somebody wants to be excused, he's not allowed to be excused in the sode, in the field, besode nir, in a ploughed field, beshabbos. You're not allowed to be excused in a ploughed field on Shabbos. Why? Shema yovoy lashvuye gumus. Because you might want to, after being finished, pick up one of the pieces of soil, a clod of soil, and cover it up. Picking up a clod of soil and covering it up is ashvi gumus. It's smoothing out the field, and that is a shayla of charisha. So, mimele, you're not allowed to do anything in the field which will make you want to pick up any soil. We know there's another halacha, you're not allowed to play in the field because you might want to smooth it out. The problem of smoothing out a field is that shema yovel l'ashvui gumus, you want to smooth out the field, and if you smooth out the field, it's a shayla of charisha. Bim hoyo sod chaveiroi, if it's your friend's sodeh, your friend's field, then is it a fit of a chayl also? Then it's also even a chayl. You're not allowed to go to the bathroom even in during the weekday. Why? Because you're trampling on his charisha. He's ploughed up his field. He's made it soft, and you're trampling on his field. It's pasha the shayl of geneva, the shayl of hezek, being mazik. You're damaging the field of your friend by trampling there and being excused there. There is another shaila of sometimes it might cause growth. That means the water could theoretically make the grass grow. So the Mechaber says that Meraglaim doesn't, Mechaber later on says that Meraglaim, it actually damages plants. So therefore there is no shaila of the water causing zriya, because if it helps it grow, that's watering plants. Watering plants on Shabbos is awesome. But the Mechaber says later on that there is no problem of watering plants on Shabbos because the material damages the plants. Interestingly, the Be'alocha brings over there that from the Tiferes Yisrael, that he asked the Chachmei Gardening, I don't know who they are, I don't know how you say it in English, people who know the gardening, what? Oh, I can't even say that over, so we'll have to spell it out afterwards. But and the Tiferes Yisrael says that they actually say that's not true. Actually, it helps the growth. And therefore, there could be a whole different shaila over here of that it being excused could create a problem of zriya. You're growing the plants, and that could be a different shaila. The ma'aser la'alocha, they say if somebody's in the fields, you know, in the farms, during the summer holidays, I don't know, he's gone out, he doesn't have anywhere else to go, but he's allowed to. But the Katchile shouldn't, because we have this Tiferes Yisrael who says he argues with the Mechaber and says they can create that the pears and the plants grow even better through the going to the bathroom.
They say in the fields with the farmers they take the manure from.
Yeah,
the
but they say human manure is not like that. That's really the machlokes over here. The human manure, Mechaber seems to say human manure won't be have that issue. And the Tiferes Yisrael, he's arguing about the water. I don't know if he's arguing about the manure, but he's definitely arguing about that. Yeah.
Okay.
That Sif Yud, Avonim Gedolus. Big stones, Shemetzadidin Oison Kmin Moishov. This is an interesting halacha. It's not so applicable for this sieve. It's obviously to do with going to the bathroom, but it's actually a shine in binyan, building something on Shabbos. So you have these big stones, and you're piling them up, Kmin Moishav, like a seat cholul, hollow seat, the Yoishrim Aleim Besadus, you sit on it, the Mokim Amyuchad Lebisakise for the bathroom, Mutter Letzadadon, you're allowed to do it. Even though you're building something on Shabbos, you're taking stones, you're making a seat, you're making this hollow seat on Shabbos. You're allowed to do that. One may do that. Why? Chazal weren't goes on it because of covered habrius. That means obviously because it's needed for the situation that you want in. Therefore, even though there's a shiloh binyan and in any other situation, one will not be allowed to take stones and pile them one on top of each other and create something on Shabbos. It's binyan, even though it's only arai, it's only a temporary building. We're not talking about property building. Property building, we all know it's asa. It's a temporary building, but a temporary building is also asa. But here, it's only drabodon. And if covered abrius, if this person needs it for his situation, so therefore, he's allowed to do it. The Mishnah Brua says that you look at Mishnah Brua Sivkot and Chafei, Yesh Oimim Dafka Im Hoyu HaAvonim Muchanim Mikvaloseh, because these Avonim, these stones, were designated on Erev Shabbos for the purpose of building this building to be able to use for going to this big excuse. To Ilavachi Loihuta Issa Mukta Bishvoseh, because there's another Issa Avonim, plain stones and Shabbos are Mukta Shabbos. Stones, pebbles, soil, these things are mukta machmas kufay, and you can't be moved on Shabbos. So therefore this person, besides the issue of buildings, got shayla mukta, says the Mishabur, mukta, the one matim ikushum covered abrius, because the one needs a compromising situation. The binyan, the one matim, but mukta not. So we have to be talking about here with a person actually designated these stones on Erev Shabbos, the tzorech, this, that he wants to use it for his situation, the demotzinu shehuta ele likinuach. Okay, so let's learn Siman Shin Yud Gimel. Siman Shin Yud Gimel is about binyan, actually just relevant to the previous sif. That means we're talking about over here, a person wants to build something on Shabbos, make something on Shabbos, or fix something on Shabbos. So he wants to make a wall, fix a hole in the wall, and so on and so forth, that whether it's allowed to be done on Shabbos or not. Says Mechaber, Pekak Hachaloin. The window. I mean, the thing that you're blocking up the window, actually. Kak means the blocker, plug, hachaloin of the window. Could go in luach, like a big board. Or anything else which blocks up the window. You can use it to block up the window. It could be very relevant. Somebody has a broken window. It's a broken window. In those days, they didn't have glass necessarily, so they wanted to close up the hole in the wall. One may take a pekak, a plug, and block up this hole on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, afilu im einoi kosho, even if this plug is not tied to the window, which means, we'll see later on, there are various things which cannot be used on Shabbos unless it's tied to the place that it's being used. Because if it's not, because being by being tied shows us it's being designated for that thing. This could be a board lying on the side. A guy could take a board lying on the floor and pick it up and put it into the window to block up the window, to block up the hole. We don't say that it's being moisiv ala binyan, because really, when you think about it, it's not binyan alone, right? Because you've got the wall and you've just got a hole in the wall. Really, it's moisiv ala binyan. The moisiv ala binyan is also asa. It's asa mitu rabbanan, but it's asa. So, but it says the mechaber, but if you need, one may put a board into the window to block it up. For who? Sheyachshiv olam erev Shabbos is asa mitu. But it has to be that this board has been designated for this purpose of blocking up this window on for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pekakach Aloin, V'afilu al aruva shebegag shori. Not only a window in the side of the wall, even in a skylight. If a person has a skylight and he wants to block it up, then he's allowed to use a board to block it up. V'ein enechshav l'oil. Not considered making an oil. The oil kvar asui. The roof's ready made. Ukashapikikoi, when you're blocking it up, einoi ela moisiv al oil. It's only being moisiv al oil. The hainu shemachasa halal shahoya ba'oil. He's covering the opening that was in the oil. The gamhu ara, and it's also only temporary. Obviously, that's also a clause that you have to put into the mechaber. That it's, first of all, it's only moisiv al oil. It's blocking up a hole which is in the wall. And second of all, it's only ara. It's only there temporarily. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on to bring a machlokes for Tumah Tahara. It's not so relevant, hopefully, but it's an interesting point. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah says sometimes a person would want to block a hole in the wall because we have a rule that if there's a dead body in a house, the Tumah escapes through any holes in the wall. That means if you've got a dead body in this house and you've got a house next door and there's a window between going between the two houses, then we've got a concept, Tumah Bekas, and it goes out, and it goes from one window into the other house, if it's got a window. So the only way of doing stopping that, the tumor escaping from that window is by blocking up the window. So let's say you've got Kohanim next door. Those Kohanim don't want to be in the, get Tommy. You've got a dead person, unfortunately, in the house next door. So they want to block up the window in between them. So you can actually block it up with a board that prevents the tumor escaping through the window. It's a fascinating thing, considering the concept in tumor, that tumor escapes through any holes that it can get out of. So here, if you block up the window, then one will prevent the tumor from going through the window. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and it's such a hechatimtza, it's a machloikas, if we're allowed to block up the window. Why? Because even though we just said, normally to block it up with a board, take a board and put it into a hole, it's mutter, because only moisif ala binyan, it's only arai moisif ala binyan. Here, there's another problem. It's being matis something. It's actually making a heter. It's preventing, it's a din. It's creating a din. It's creating a heter over here for Kohanim next door. When that's more than just a physical board, or just a board. It's more than that. You're actually creating over here a situation where now next door the Kohanim can be and can live. That's a heter. It's creating a heter for the Kohanim. And that you'll see later, Simon Shintesvav, that when something creates a heter, it's considered you've done more. You've done more than just put a board there. You've actually created something. And since you've created something, that is machloikas, if that's mutter to do on Shabbos, to block up a door or a window on Shabbos. Okay, so that's the first halacha. We've got here a window, and you want to block it up. And huadinah, this is the Mechaber talking about using a board, but huadinah, you have to use a cloth. You know, sometimes Chashan has a window broken on Shabbos, then the halacha would be, he's allowed to put a cloth there, and even tie it onto it, as long as he does it temporarily, and he doesn't tie it on fixed really hard, then it's fine, he could do that on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, Vaita, let's just see the Mishnah Berurah and Sif Katan Gimel. The Mechaber said that you can only put on up the board if he designated this board for Shabbos. We don't mean a board that's being used regularly for this window. Even if it was never used for this window, the very fact that Erev Shabbos you designated this board, this is going to be for that window. This is going to be the block of that hole. That's mutter. The Koshkin says the Mechaber in Mishnah Berurah. See if Katan Gimel. Imish Tamish Boy Mikva Afilu Rak Pamachas. The Kvayod Alem to Yaskri. If you've used it even once, But you've used it already, oh, then it's much easier to understand. And this board is from that window, and that's not considered Moisiv al oil. But it's Tzorich Su Afilu Machshava. You don't even need Machshava. Says the Mishabura, Vada, you should know, the Hard Bein on Datim Erev Shabbos, that you need to designate the board to be able to block up that window. It's only something which sometimes you leave it there permanently. So therefore, we have to designate it because it's a bit closer to Binyan. Something which you never use for the Olam. If you're going beggar, if you use a clothes, if you use a cloth to close up your window, which is broken, that's a very important color. Somebody's got, unfortunately, on Shabbos had a broken window. He didn't have anything Erev Shabbos prepared for this broken window. He wasn't planning for the window to be broken. So a board he wouldn't be allowed to use, because a board has to be Yachshiv on of Erev Shabbos, as Mechaber says. He has to designate it Erev Shabbos. But a cloth, you take a blanket or a big towel and somehow drape it over, or put it into the window. You're not allowed to, if it's cracked, you're not allowed to take out the extra pieces. You're not allowed to knock out the rest of the window. That's soisa. That means that's breaking a binyan. So you'd have it, you know, if it's half cracked, you'd have to somehow put it into the hole. But if it's, you're allowed to take a blanket or a cloth and put it into the window, even if you never planned this Erev Shabbos, even though it was on the last minute, just on Shabbos, suddenly you realize you need to close up your window. So that's a board in, that's the first halach. Says the Mechaber Vaita, third line in. The corner shiskinu lius noil boy. Now we're talking about a bolt. That means you want to close up your door and you bolt it in. Now, our bolts, if you really got these bolts in it already tied on, and that's going to be fine, we'll see them chabba later. But let's say in those days it seemed they didn't have this such thing where you just turn it and push it in like that. They had some sort of stick, had a door, they closed the door, and they put the stick in. They had the stick lying around on the side, and they had to close the door, they had a hole in the wall, and they just stuck it in, and that was a bolt. It's just a different, much simpler way of doing things. So he says, like it's the konosh is skinu, lios noel boy. And a stick that was designated or was made for lius noel boy to lock the door, ein soich shikshirenu bedeles. You do not need to tie it onto the wall, and it can work even if it's not tied onto the wall. Again, the reason I'm saying that is because later on he's going to tell us things that do need to be tied on. It's more than when it's more like binyan, more than when you block up a window. But it's not enough just to designate in one's mind this stick is to lock that door. You have to actually fix it up to become this bolt to put in the wall to lock the door. That means you can't just say, oh, this stick is for that hole over there. You have to actually misaknen. What's misaknen? So he brings machlokes Rashi Abinatan. Then Rashi, what does he mean? Hainu shisaknenu shem kli. You have to, this stick has to have another purpose. It's not any old stick, any old branch lying on the floor to be stuck into the wall. It has to have that this stick has got some other tashmish to it, other usage. Sheirol shum tashmish. This stick's got other tashmishim. Sheirol hafich poizesim. You can use it to mix the olives when you're trying to get the oil out of the olives. They used to allow it to ferment inside, and then they used to mix it. Oil of turber, grizim, or to break open nuts. Well, it's been a time. In Torah, she wrote it over. It doesn't have to have another usage. And the kimmish she tikkunu for also by ma'aser v'chinu lekach sagi. So it's machlekes Rashi in a time. Rashi holds it has to have a purpose in its own right. It has to have some other usage. Use it to mix olives or do something with it. And been a time holds it doesn't need to have any other purpose other than the fact that it's a bolt. But it has to be shaved down, bent in the right position, created, made in a way that it looks like a real bolt. It's an important thing because sometimes you try to lock a door, you lock a garden gate, and if the lock's broken, you think, I'll just take something, I'll stick it in. And that could be not so posh. You can't just stick it in. And in fact, we're going to see later, the old garden gates, you close them and you lift up the thing and you put it down into the thing. That's going to be the next halacha in the Mechaber, because we don't realize you're actually doing binyan because you're fixing the door into a permanent position. You're fixing it into the wall, you're fixing it into the floor, you're fixing it into a permanent position. That is boina. So here we're talking about the bolt into the side. That's also one thing. And the Mechaber is telling us that it's enough that you put it in, as long as it's designated to be put there, that's enough to designate, and it's made in the right position. It's not just designated. You've also made it, you've shaved it, you've bent it to the right shape. It's created, designated that situation. That's mutter already. There is a shayla in the achronim over here about a door handle. Door handle that comes off, right? You want to put the door handle back in, right? So are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? Are you allowed to do that on Shabbos? So if it never comes off, the first time it came off, that's clearly osa. The question is, if it comes in and out. In fact, I once had it, when I was in Etzor, I had a neighbor, very choshev Talmud Chochem, old man, a very old man, he wrote many, many svarim. And I was sleeping in the sukkah, and Yom Tov morning, quite early, early for Yom Tov morning anyway, before 7, and I hear him calling me, I was sleeping, I woke up, run downstairs in my pyjamas, he was an old man, so I was worried. He tells me he's been knocked out of the sukkah, because the handle of the sukkah had come off, and he asked me to put it back in. It was Yom Tov morning. By the way, he told me he's already been sitting there waiting half an hour for me, he didn't want to wake me up. He held at 7 o'clock in the morning, it's time to get up, and therefore he didn't feel bad to wake me up. 7 o'clock in the morning, I think I wasn't going to argue. But yeah, he'd been sitting there for half an hour, he was an old man, so I was moichel, I told him he should have woke me up earlier. But he felt that 7 o'clock is late enough, that's the time to wake up. Okay, I don't know, I don't always listen to him, but that's what he said. So he told me put it in. I don't know what to say. Shaila, it's a big Shaila. Kitzah, put it in. Tam Tchochem asks you something to do something. The Gemara even says, if Tam Tchochem asks you to do something, don't ask, do it. Gemara says, if the Shaila derises, you ask. But if it's a Shaila derabonans, don't ask. He tells you, you can rely on the fact that he's thought about it, and he told us I did it. Anyway, that night, I used to walk him many places. I had schus to walk him all over the place. So he says to me, don't go around spreading that the Rav of the was the Rav of all areas, Rav in Badatz, was a Dain in Badatz, of Yaakov Beloi. Don't go around spreading that I said that you're allowed to put handles into doors. So I said, I haven't spread it yet, but it's a very interesting halacha. You didn't say it, but you told me to do it, so that's good enough. So he said, this very halacha, it's been coming in and out the whole time. And when you put it in, it's going to come out straight away. It's going to come out, as soon as you tug it, it's going to come out. And therefore he held it was mutter because it comes in and out. He said to me like that, if it would be very rare, or if I put it back in, it would be solidly put there, so that's ready. Binyan, you're being binyan into the door. It's called moisif ala binyan. It's mamish moisif ala binyan. You're being moisif onto the binyan. But hayos, because it comes in and out the whole time, therefore, you can consider it a very temporary, extremely temporary thing, and therefore he held it was mutter. I don't know if it was also because of the fact it was his sukkah and it was Yom Tov and he was an old man, where that was, because actually it's a shayla in the Achronim, the Ish Lavram discusses it, he's more noted a hachbi. This Rav had enough wide shoulders to be able to be matter, so we could rely on him. And he held that it was mutter, and therefore he said to me, don't spread it that you can stam do it. You can't stam, just go put things in and out of doors. That's a problem on proper shayla. There are lots of shayla, like hanging things. But if it's something which is literally very loosely put on and taken off, that should be mutter.